Morning Watch, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ, 3, week 2. Knowing and taking Christ as our pattern. Friday, related verses. Hebrews 5, 7 through 9. This one, in the days of his flesh, having offered up both petitions and supplications with strong crying and tears to him who was able to save him out of death, and having been heard because of his piety. Even though he was a son, learned obedience from the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation. Hebrews 12, 7, 10, 28. It is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom the Father does not discipline? For they disciplined for a few days as it seemed good to them. But he, for what is profitable that we might partake of his holiness? Therefore, receiving an unshakable kingdom, let us have grace, through which we may serve God well-pleasingly with piety and fear. Romans 1:5. Through whom we have received grace and apostleship unto the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles on behalf of his name. Romans 4:11. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had while in uncircumcision, that he might be the father of all those in uncircumcision who believe, that righteousness might be accounted to them also. Titus 3:1. Remind them to be subject to rulers, to authorities, to be obedient, to be ready unto every good work. John 11:25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes into me, even if he should die, shall live. Related reading. Concerning his deity, the Lord was equal with God, but his being the Lord was something given to him by God. Being made the Lord is something that happened after he emptied himself in his deity. The deity of the Lord Jesus is something that is based on what he is. Being God is his original position. But his attainment of the position of Lord is based on what he has done. When he laid aside his divine form to fully maintain the principle of submission and subsequently ascended to the heavens, God accorded to him the position of Lord. Based on himself, he is God. Based on his attainment, he is Lord. This portion in Philippians 2 is very difficult to explain and very controversial, but it is also a most divine passage. It seems as if there was a conference in the Godhead in the beginning in which a plan was made to create the universe. In this plan, the divine persons of the Godhead agreed with each other and came to the understanding that the Father would be the representation of authority. But if there was only authority without submission, authority could not be established because authority is not something isolated. Hence, there must be submission in the universe. Two kinds of creatures were created in the universe. The first kind was the angels, spirits. The second kind was man, souls. God's foreknowledge foresaw the rebellion of the angels and the failure of man. God's authority cannot be built upon the angels or upon the descendants of Adam. In the Godhead, there was a harmonious decision that authority would be established first within the Godhead. From that time on, there was a distinction in operation of the Father and the Son. One day, the Son willingly emptied himself to become a created man as the representation of submission to authority. It was a man who sinned and rebelled. Therefore, only through the submission of a man could God's authority be established. This is why the Lord had to come to the earth to become a man, and to be the same as a creature in every way. The birth of the Lord is the coming forth of God. He did not retain his authority by being God. Rather, he took up human restrictions by becoming a man, even the restriction of a slave. This was a very risky matter for the Lord. Once the Lord stepped out from the form of God, there was a possibility that he could not return as a man. If he had not been submissive, he could have reclaimed the divine form of his deity only in his position as the Son. However, the principle of submission would have been broken forever. When the Lord stepped out, absolutely and unreservedly submitting with no trace of rebellion, being obedient step by step, and letting God bring him back and set him up as Lord. If being a slave had been too difficult for him, if weakness and the limitations of the flesh had been too much for him, and if submission had been beyond him, the only other way to return would have been for him to force his way back by using the authority and glory of his deity. But our Lord rejected this way, a way which he was not meant to take. He set his heart to subject himself to the way of submission even unto death. Since he emptied himself, he could no longer refill himself. He did not vacillate in his mind. Before he returned, he completed his course of being obedient unto death in the position of a man.